Haynes will start over in its search for a police chief, and the bear believed to have posed a safety risk on the Chilkoot Trail is shot. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The search for a new Haynes police chief will start over from square one. On Thursday morning, negotiations between the new borough manager and the candidate selected for the police chief job broke down. Borough manager William Seward says Heath Scott is a superior candidate for Haynes' next chief of police, but hiring him is too expensive. Here's Seward.
Negotiations broke down this morning, and it wasn't over salary. It was over moving costs.
Scott lives in Washington, D.C., where he works as a deputy police chief for a protection services agency. Seward says Scott received an estimate from a moving company of over $27,000 for the relocation.
The bottom line is, you know, the borough's current physical state, when we're operating at a deficit, we couldn't afford to relocate Mr. Scott from his current location on the East Coast to Haynes.
Seward says historically the borough has covered up to $10,000 in moving costs. He says he offered Scott a $20,000 reimbursement if he made a 5-year commitment to the job. Seward says Scott countered with a 3-year commitment. Seward says the expense for that kind of time commitment wasn't in the borough's best interest.
You know, I have to be a good steward of the taxpayer's dollar.
Seward lauded Scott's experience and desire to come to Haynes, but he says the difficulty is that Scott and his wife would be taking a pay cut. The highest range for the Haynes chief salary is about $95,000.
He's going from a very highly paid job in Washington, D.C. His spouse has a very, you know, successful consulting business, and they would be giving that up and coming to Haynes with a big reduction in income.
Scott was one of three finalists who visited Haynes in May for in-person interviews with the borough manager and public safety commission. Interim borough manager Brad Ryan offered Scott the job and began negotiating with him about a month ago. Seward took over this week. The borough contracted with consultant Richard Firstman in the search for both police chief and manager. Seward was one of the manager candidates Firstman interviewed and recommended to the assembly. He started on the job Monday. Seward says he spoke with Firstman and plans to start over completely in the police chief search. Firstman will post the job this week and leave a 30-day window to accept applications. Seward says the only additional expense to the borough will be travel costs for the next round of finalists to visit Haynes. Meanwhile, Interim Police Chief Josh Dryden has agreed to continue in that role. Parks Canada staff believe a food-conditioned bear that posed a safety risk on the Chilkoot Trail was shot and killed Wednesday morning. The Canadian side of the popular hiking trail was closed Monday because of the bear. Parks Canada hopes to reopen the area by Sunday. Staff say this is the first incident of its kind on the Chilkoot Trail within the last 30 years. The 16 miles on the Canadian side of the 33-mile trek were shut down after a black bear broke into a park staff cabin at Lindeman City and ransacked the food stores there. More than 20 hikers were evacuated from the Canadian part of the trail, and those on the U.S. side were turned back. A team made up of Parks Canada staff and Yukon conservation officers tracked down and shot the bear Wednesday morning. Elise Maltinsky with Parks Canada says her agency takes wildlife protection seriously, and dispatching an animal only happens out of absolute necessity.
A bear that has been habituated, you know, food habituated, this is a very unusual situation. And, you know, visitor safety is our utmost importance. A bear that was attracted to, you know, that's exhibiting behavior would continue to threaten facilities and it would put public safety at risk.
A necropsy will be conducted on the bear to determine if it was the same animal that got into the cabin. Maltinsky says they collected hair samples from the break-in that will be DNA tested and compared to the dispatched bear.
And at the same time, a necropsy will be conducted, and that will usually, the stomach contents should also indicate that that was the bear that had been, you know, feeding on processed foods and so on.
The reopening of the trail depends on the results from the examination and cleaning and closure of two snare sites used to attract the bear. Parks Canada staff wants to make sure the scent in those areas dissipates and does not draw other animals. Ben Hayes is chief of interpretation for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway, where the Chilkoot Trail begins. He says an incident like this is unprecedented.
Parks Canada has been managing the Chilkoot Trail since 1974, and this is the first and only time a bear has broken into the cabin.
Hayes and Maltinsky say the bear's behavior may be related to incidents on the Klondike Highway where people have been spotted feeding wildlife.
Ultimately, you know, people are responsible in terms of the bear becoming habituated, perhaps outside of the park. And there have been a number of incidents along the South Klondike Highway. You know, I've personally witnessed people, you know, encouraging bears to come up to their car and throwing food out, and that's just the thing that the type of behavior that leads to bears becoming habituated to human food and people.
Hayes says dozens of hikers were scheduled to be on the trail that was made famous by the days of the Klondike Gold Rush. He says the Park Service has offered free camping in Dyea near Skagway to displaced hikers. And they've offered alternative hikes, staying on the U.S. side of the trail. 42 people are allowed on the trail at a time, and reservations are required. Hayes says at the time of the trail closure, the path was not up to its full capacity. But a high number of people are scheduled to begin hikes on Sunday. Haines police are reminding residents to fully extinguish campfires after a close call on Chilkat Beach this morning. Residents Heather Lendy and Beth McCready were walking their dogs on the beach near about 2 Mile Mud Bay Road when they saw smoke. Lendy says they found a smoking campfire with a gas can next to it. She moved the gas can away from the area.
And while I was up there doing that, I hear Beth going, there's flames, and well, oh no, you know, and then she'd handed me her cell phone and I was calling the police to tell them, and I was saying, well, it didn't look like an emergency, but then I was like, actually, you better get here quick.
A log had caught fire. Lendy ran to her house, which is a few hundred feet away, to retrieve a fire extinguisher. The volunteer fire department arrived soon after and hosed down the area. Here's Interim Police Chief Josh Dryden.
It was a campfire that somebody did not completely extinguish. And it crept up to one of the logs they used to, you know, for sitting, and it caught that log on fire.
Dryden commended Lendy and McCready for their quick response. Lendy says the wind was blowing towards her house and other homes on the beach.
If we hadn't have been there, if we had walked the other way on the beach, that fire with the south wind this morning, and especially in that dense spruce trees, and being so close to four homes, I mean, we could have lost our house and my daughter's pretty quick.
She says besides educating people about how to fully put out campfires, cutting down some of the thick spruce trees on the state-owned land would help lower risks. Police Chief Dryden posted pictures of the campfire on Facebook Thursday, urging beachgoers to be more careful. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.